All right, good morning, everyone. Today's daf is daf Pei Vav in Chulin. We're on Pei Hei Amud Aleph. We're at the Mishnah. Okay, this is Shechita Shei Neruya, take two. You remember back in Osav Es Beno, the fifth parak of Chulin, we talked about Shechita Shei Neruya. And let me just set us up for today. Machlokas tonight between Rav Meir and Rabbi Shimon. Shechita Shei Neruya means like this. I shecht an animal, but I can't eat the animal for whatever reason. The animal's a treif. I shecht it for Avodah Zarah. I shecht it Chulin Ba'azara. Right, and we can give a couple of other examples as well. Yeah, so I just can't eat it. So now we go back to the shechita. Was that shechita considered a shechita, yes or no? So machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon says that it has to be eaten. You have to be able to eat the animal in order to consider the shechita to be a shechita. If I can't eat the animal, the shechita is not a shechita. That is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, and it has a lot of ramifications. Number one, osav es beno. So that means that if I shecht an animal, but I can't eat it, that's not a shechita. So can I shecht the son on the same day? Sure, no problem at all, because the first shechita wasn't a shechita. Example number two, kisui hadam. I shecht an animal, but I can't eat it. Do I need to cover the blood? No, because the shechita is no longer a shechita. Since I can't eat it, the shechita is not a shechita. That's the opinion of Rabbi Shimon.
How about shechut echutz?
Same thing.
Rashi
asked your question, right? Back in the fifth parak, and Rashi's answer essentially is, no, you're still going to be chayav shechut echutz. Even though you can't eat it. And even though in general Rabbi Shimon says that it's not a shechita. I'm aware of the fact that that's, you know, it's hard. I haven't given you like real lumdus over there. But that's what Rashi says. No, in other words, you didn't violate the Isser of Osav Es Beno. It's not. Correct. Okay. Yeah, I'm not faulting Rashi. You have to say something. You have to, you know, you have to give some sort of svara in terms of, Rabbi Shimon's not going to disregard the issur of shechut echutz. Right. Okay. That's Rabbi Shimon. What about Rabbi Meir? So Rabbi Meir says no, that even though I can't eat it, it's still going to be considered a shechita. So that means then that, for Osav Es Beno, I shecht an animal to treifa. I still can't shecht the offspring that day because the first animal was shechted, even though I can't eat it. And v'chula, etc. Right? Hedy asked me an excellent question when we did this the first time, which is according to Rabbi Shimon. Right? According to Rabbi Shimon, so the shechita which is in Aruya shouldn't be a shechita. It is not a shechita. It isn't a shechita. So that means that I shecht a treifa. That shechita shouldn't be a shechita at all. Which means then that the animal should really be a nevela. Right. All right. This is Hedy's question he asked me last time we did this. The Gemara is not going to ask the question today, but the Gemara is going to discuss it. And the Gemara is going to just dismiss the question. But I think, if I may say, I think it's an excellent question. I really do. But, okay. That's Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Meir. Now, we discussed Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Meir back in the fifth parak of Chulin, Osav Es Beno. What we're going to do, Chazara, we're going to do a review today. We're going to discuss Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Meir in the sixth parak of Chulin, in the mitzvah of Kisui Hadam. Okay, what's going to be interesting is I'm going to read the Mishnah, and you tell me, do you see a difference between the Mishnah over here in the sixth parak versus when we did it back in the fifth parak? And now let me give you some help. When did we do it back in the fifth parak? Which Mishnah was it? There are not that many Mishnahs in the fifth parak. So, yeah. Back on Pei Aleph Amud Beis. 81b. That's where we did this in regard to Osav Es Beno. And basically, it's going to be the same Mishnah. First of all, topically, it's a different topic. It's Kisui Hadam as to Osav Es Beno. But there really is a major difference between the Mishnah Pei Aleph Amud Beis and our Mishnah Pei Hei Amud Aleph. So I'll read our Mishnah to start us off. And you tell me, what's the difference? Hashoch benimtzas treifa. So the cases are going to be the same cases. You shecht an animal, turns out to be a treifa. Hashoch lavodas kochavim, or a person shechts for avodah zara, which obviously you're not allowed to do. Right? One of the three cardinal sins, but that's not our issue right now. Our issue is you can't eat it, obviously. Hashoch echulim bifnim v'kashim b'chutz. I shecht a non-carbon inside the Beit HaMikdash, which is a violation of the Torah, probably, which doesn't come with it a corporal punishment, for sure, but still the animal you're not allowed to eat. V'kachim b'chutz, or I shecht the carbon outside the Beit HaMikdash, that's an Issachares. Chaya v'of haniskalim, or let's say I shecht a bird or a wild animal that deserves the punishment of skila. Why would an animal deserve skila? I could give you a lot of reasons. Rashi, interestingly, here over here gives only one example. Yeah, that Rashi interests you as well, right? Right. So it's interesting. First, let me say the example of Rashi, and then I'll comment. And then I found Rabbi Kornfeld talked about it on his website, so I got excited. So Rashi gives the example. Of course, well, Rashi gives the example that the animal was involved in bestiality. Okay, so that's a capital crime. Capital crime for human and capital crime for an animal as well. Animals tried like a human, and animals put to death. It could have gone with another number of other examples. Shor and Iskol is Asr Bahana, and an animal that was involved in Revia, is it Asr Bahana? Oh, I'm not sure. For sure, you're not allowed to eat it. But, yeah.
So maybe that's nothing.
I'm not sure. Okay. I don't have 100% clarity on that issue. Okay. Sorry. So, but Rashi says that the example that he gives is Revia. Rashi could have given other examples. I mean, right, we could have given other examples. An animal that kills. An animal that's killed is put to death. So, right, and that's not just true with an ox. It's true with any animal. An animal that kills is put to death. So, I don't know why Rashi necessarily gave this example. Rabbi Kornfeld suggests why this example. Anyway. But let's go back to the Mishnah. Chayva ofan iskam. Rabbi Meir mechayva chachamim pochurim. So Rabbi Meir says that you're chayav. Again, think about it. Everything's consistent because Rabbi Meir says that the shechita doesn't have to result in eating. Shechita by itself is considered shechita. So therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, you have now a mitzvah kisur adam. You just shechted a wild animal. You just shechted a bird. The fact that you can eat it, irrelevant. Still, there's a mitzvah kisur adam. V'chachamim pochurim. Now the chachamim say that you're pater. Now the chachamim here obviously is Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon says you're pater for the reason in which he's consistent for, which is because if you can't eat it, it's not a shechita. And if it's not a shechita, there's no mitzvah kisur adam. Okay.
So
and
chachamim are jumping from one to another, from one case to another case?
No. No. Okay, that's very good, but the answer is going to be no. When it says chachamim, it means Rabbi Shimon, meaning Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, when he writes the Mishnah, so here he puts Rabbi Shimon as the anonymous Chachamim, but it's Rabbi Shimon. So good, you really did hit it. Meaning, yeah.
Why would he do that?
Right. That's going to be the Gemara's question. Okay, good. Right, and if you go back and you reread what we learned back in the fifth parak of Chulin. So what did Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi do when he wrote the Mishnayos? So he said, Rabbi Shimon's pater from the Isser Vos of Esbeno, and the Chachamim are Mechayiv. Now, when he says the Chachamim back then, he means Rabbi Meir. Chachamim just simply means this Tana. And whenever Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi says Chachamim, he means I like that position. That's the position I'm going to take. So what it's code, meaning it's you know.
It's the other side.
It's the other side, and it's the other side that I favor. Right, correct. Correct. And Phil's correct, meaning, and the way he's telling it to us, in other words, the I'm giving you the decoder ring, you know, the one that's on the bottom of the cereal box. So, you know, the one that we just take out the cereal and we just go right for the decoding ring is that when he says chachamim, he means lashon rabim, meaning that's the public position. That's the popular position, the majority position. So, right. So that's the halacha. So what the Gemara will ask is the obvious question. Now that you see these two Mishnahs side by side.
Chachamim, they have a consistent reasoning.
Good. Well, so we're going to discuss. So now that you see these two Mishnayos side by side, so now the question really isn't, the question's not on Rabbi Meir, the question's not on Rabbi Shimon, they're consistent. The question really is on Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, where in the topic of Osa Vespino, he clearly favors Rabbi Meir, and on the topic of Kisu Adam, he clearly favors Rabbi Shimon. Okay, so wait, because the Gemara's going to jump on it. It's a fastball right down the middle. The Gemara's going to jump on it. So, Hashoche v'nisnav labiyado anocha v'amaker potem melechasos. You shecht and it becomes a nevela, right? You did something wrong with something that renders the animal a nevela. Shi'iyah, hagrama, chalada, right? Hanocher v'hama'akir, or if you do it intentionally, meaning you just kill the animal without a shechita, so patam l'chasa, so you don't have to cover it. You're exempt from covering it because obviously that's not a shechita. That means that doesn't even pretend to be a shechita, right? So that's a divrei hakol. That's according to everybody. All right. Let's start with the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Ra, Rabbi Dvar v'shal Rabbi Meir b'osav esbeno, v'shana b'loshen chachamim. Uda Rabbi Shimon b'kisar edam, v'shana b'loshen chachamim. Okay, so Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Now I think, I'm going to guess, that this is the same Rabbi Chiya that throughout Shas, meaning it's Rabbi Chiya, the author of the Brisos. I'm not 100% sure. It does make a lot of sense. Rabbi Chiya is a student of Rabbi. Rabbi Chiya knows Rabbi. So, right, I'm hopefully correct about this. This is our standard Rabbi Chiya. So Rabbi Chiya makes the obvious observation that in the world of Osa Vespino, clearly, back in the fifth parak, clearly he's favoring Rabbi Meir. And over here, clearly he's favoring Rabbi Shimon. And the Gemara now asks the obvious question, why? My time. So, and here we're going to discuss something that we have not discussed up until this point, and it's very strange that we haven't discussed it, a source for Rabbi Meir and a source for Rabbi Shimon. Meaning, we've been discussing the Machlokas now. Back in the fifth parak, we spent almost two blot of Gemara discussing it back then. And now we're going to spend another blot of learning it right now. And it is strange that now, for the first time, we're actually going to see what the source is of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon. But through understanding the sources, we're also going to understand why Rabbi picks and chooses. Meaning, back in Osa Vespino, I agree with Rabbi Meir. And here in Kisui Adam, I agree with Rabbi Shimon. Okay, all this is going to be better understood. My time in the Rabbi Meir Bozov Espino, Amar Rav Yishu Ben Levi, Gamar Shchita Shchita Meshchut Echutz. So he learns it through a Gzeira Shava of Shchita Shchita. Ma Hasam. Now, when it comes to Shchut Echutz, I shech the carbon outside the base of Mikdash. And the Torah says, you're Chayev. Now, can I eat the animal? No, you can't eat it. It's Asar Ba'ana. Shchut Echutz. I cannot eat the animal. And yet the Torah calls it Shchita. So Rabbi Meir says, same thing by Osa Vespino. The Torah says, Lo Sishchitu B'yom Echad. So Shchita Shein Ruish Mashchita Av Hachanam, Shchita Shein Ruish Mashchita. Okay, so that's the basis for Rabbi Meir. It's based on the Gzeira Shava. Rabbi Shimon my Taima. And now what's the basis for Rabbi Shimon, who says that's not a Shchita? Amar Rabbi Mani Bar Patish, Gamar Mitvoch Tavach V'Hachein. Learns it from Yosef. Interesting source. Pre-Sinai. Learns it from Yosef. Yosef's brother comes to town, and Yosef makes a little bit of a meal. Okay, for his brothers, of course. And Yosef instructs his attendant, which I have a good feeling probably was one of his sons. And Yosef says, you know, go shecht. Tvoach tavach v'hachein. Right? Shecht an animal, tavoach, right? Tvicha is also same, shechting. And prepare it. And prepare it for my brothers. Which means that the whole definition of shechita is for the purposes of eating. Malahalan shechita ru'uya afkan shechita haru'uya. So, just like by Yosef, the only thing which qualified as a shechita is something that you can eat, obviously. I mean, the brothers are only interested in eating the food, nothing else. So that, by definition, now means that it has to be a shechita haru'uya l'achila. So now, where the Gemara is going to do its classic accounting over here, what didn't Rabbi Meir like about Rabbi Shimon's drasha? It's not the same word. Meaning, you're using the Torah uses the word shechita. In the Yosef pasuk, the Torah doesn't use the word shechita; uses tvicha. Now, in the world of Gzeira Shava, does it have to be the same exact word? The answer is no. And we know this because Manafkamina Hatan Deber Vishma Vishavakona Vahakoin Zuhi Shiva Zuhi Bia, probably the most asked question in the Gemara. I'm not saying that absolutely, but it comes up a lot. That Gzeira Shava does not have to use the exact same word. You can create Gzeira Shava even with two different words as long as it means the same thing. Vishava Kohen Uva Kohen. That's in relation to a halacha regarding Mitzora. We're not going to learn the halacha right now, but
everybody holds by that halacha?
It seems that way. The Gemara asks that question every single time, and the Gemara never flinches. Like, oh, come on, not everyone agrees to that. Gemara states that as an absolute. And it makes sense, though, because Gzeira Shava is a Kabbalah, it's a tradition. Lama halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So,
the side question, why did the brothers ate what Yosef prepared? How did they know that it was kosher?
Right. So, It's a good look. It's pre-Sinai, so things get fuzzy. Things get a little cloudy back then. I'm not 100% sure. Hani milihecha deleke de dami lava ike de dami lava mi de dami la yalfinan. So the Gemara says, look, you're right. I'll make a gzereshava, even if the words are not exactly the same. But if I have a better gzereshava to make, so I prefer the better gzereshava, better meaning that the same word is being used. Okay, it really makes you wonder how gzereshavas actually work. If gzereshava only works as a Kabbalah, maybe right, from a Talmud from a Rebbe and Talmud from Rebbe, so how do you have the option of choosing, so to say, a better gzereshava? All right, so you know, not for now, but at another time, and someone who's more intelligent than me needs to like fully articulate how it is gzereshava actually works. But in the meantime, so that is why Reb Meir does not like the gzereshava Rabbi Shimon, because it's not the same exact word. Rabbi Shimon nami legmar mishchut echut. So the Gemara says, now why doesn't Rabbi Shimon like the gzereshava of Reb Meir? So dan chulam echulam, ain't dan chulam echatshim, because I prefer to learn chulam echulam, meaning Kisu Adam, that's by non-Karbanos. In fact, we learned already that Kisu Adam doesn't even relate to Karbanos. It only applies to non-Karbanos. And Yosef is a non-Karban scenario. Of course, he's just shefting an animal in Egypt for his brother. So obviously it's not a Karban scenario. Whereas Osav Esbano is, well, it doesn't only apply to Karbanos, it applies to non-Karbanos as well. So Reb Meir says, look, Osav Esbano, it's true, it's a non-carbon halacha, but it also applies to carbonus as well. The first Mishnah we learned in the fifth parak by Osav Esbano teaches us that Osav Esbano is an iser for both non-carbonus and for carbonus. And now we understand Rav Yehuda Hanasi. Not 100%, but better. And the Gemara now explains, Hainu dekama Rebbi Chiya. And now we understand the statement of Rabbi Chia regarding Rabbi. Ra'a Rabbi Dvar Shal Rabbi Meir Be'osav Espano V'shanam B'lashan Chachamim. When it comes to Osav Espano, so yeah, now I hear it. Meaning, I hear Rabbi Meir. Why? Because the whole source of Shechita that has to be, sorry, that does not have to be Ru'uya, a Shechita Shein Ru'uya comes from Shechut Echutz. So in other words, and Shechut Echutz only applies to by Karbanos. Osav Esbano also can apply by Karbanos. So yeah, so I hear a mayor over there. My time under a mayor, Bekisu Adam, Amar Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Okay, fine. So that's Rebbe tipping his hat to a mayor on the topic of Osav Esbano. Now let's go to Kisu Adam. My time under Rabbi Meir by Kisu Adam. Now, what is the basis of Rabbi Meir by Kisu Adam? Which is, same thing. By Kisu Adam, Shechita does not have to result in the eating. It's still considered Shechita. I still need to cover the blood. So, Amar Shema Malakish Gama Shvecha Shvecha Mishchut Echutz. Malahalan Shechita Sheina Ru'uya Shema Shechita. Avkan Shechita Sheina Ru'uya Shema Shechita. Okay? So, learn it from Shechut Echutz. So Rabbi Shimon, Asher Ye Achel Ksiv. And Rabbi Shimon says, well, look at the pasuk in Kisu Yehadam. The Torah says that if a person hunts an animal, either a wild animal or a bird, and Veshafach is Damo, and he spills the blood, right? Asher Ye Achel, it's going to be eaten. The Torah kind of broadcasts it. The Torah actually says, by a Kisu Yehadam, you're shechting it because you're going to eat it. That's a very strong proof for Rabbi Shimon in the world of Kisu Ehadam. And as the Gemara is about to say in just a moment, now you understand why Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi favors Rabbi Shimon's position by Kisu Ehadam. So for Rabbi Meir, Ha'u Lemute Of Tameh, Huda Asa. Now, Rabbi Meir is going to tell you, no, that pasuk is just telling us that if I shech the bird, that's not a kosher bird, right? Perez, Azniyah, Nesher, right? If I shech the non-kosher bird, so I don't have to cover the blood. And Rabbi Shimon, of Tamei, my Tamei La Barachiluhu, Trefa Nama La Barachiluhu. And Rabbi Shimon says, don't get so caught up in the technicals. Meaning, what's the idea? The idea is, I'm shechting an animal that's not kosher, I can't eat it. So anytime I shecht a bird that's not edible, it doesn't require Kisu Ehadam. In fact, may I suggest also, for consideration, Rabbi Shimon's Dorish Taima Dekra, right? We see throughout Shas that Rabbi Shimon always looks at the reason and the rationale behind the Torah. So the Torah says, when do I do Kisui Adam? Only when I eat it. Meaning, and that's going to be true. Not just if the bird's not kosher, but even if I shech the bird, and for whatever technical reason, I can't eat it as well. Now you understand. And now you understand Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. In the world of Kisui Adam, you know, Rabbi Shimon sounds more right. Because the pasuk that teaches us the mitzvah of Kisui Adam actually says that Asher Yachel, that you're going to eat it. Okay? So, interestingly enough, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi now, in Osav Esmano, Rav Meir sounds right. Stronger Gzeir Shava. Better Gzeir Shava. Rav Meir sounds right. And so, therefore, it doesn't have to result in Achila. In the world of Kisui Adam, Rabbi Shimon sounds more correct. Because the pasuk that talks about Kisui Adam actually says Asher Yachel. Amar Rabbi Abba. Amar Rabbi Abba. We're on the top now of Pehei Amud Beis. Lola kol Amar Rabbi Meir Shchita Sheinu Ruish Mashchita. What Rabbi Abba is going to do basically over here is say, not everyone's a fundamentalist. Okay? In this, right. Rabbi Meir doesn't always say that a Shchita Sheinu Ruya is considered a Shchita. For example, Moda Rabbi Meir Sheinu Matirasa Ba'achila. For example, Rabbi Meir says that Rabbi Meir is not going to tell you that you can eat the animal. Now, in a moment, the Gemara is about to say, what? Of course you can't eat the animal. Meaning, we're talking about a treifa or any of the other examples given in the Mishnah. Well, you would have thought that you can eat the animal? That's very strange. Like, what did Rabbi Abba just teach us? Okay, the Gemara is about to ask that question in just a moment. Stay tuned. And Rabbi Shimon is also not a fundamentalist. In what regard? So Rabbi Abba now is going to make the point, Heidi, that you asked me earlier. Even according to Rabbi Shimon, even though it's not a shechita unless he can eat it, and I don't call it a shechita, but I will call it a shechita so that it won't be a nevela. Meaning that if it's a treifa, it doesn't give off too much nevela. Okay, these are two statements of Rabbi Abba. The Gemara goes over both of these statements and tries to understand and analyze both of these statements. Amar Mar. Lola kol Amar Rabbi Meir Shchita Sheinu Ruya Shma Shchita. Modra Rabbi Meir Sheinu Teresa Ba'achila Pshita. So the Gemara just calls out the first statement of Rabbi Abba. Pshita, like, of course you're not going to eat it. It's a treifa. What you would have thought that you can eat it? So treifa b'shchita mimishtaya? Gemara asks a very obvious question. The animal's a treifa, so now I shecht it. You think you can eat it? Of course you can eat it. Lo tzricha l'shoch es treifa matzah ba'ben tes chai. So the Gemara says, okay, so the case is, I shecht it, obviously I can't eat it, obviously, but I find inside of this animal a full-term live fetus, 9 months old. So here's a havamina, and it's not bad. Salka dat chamina hold amar Rabbi Meir shchita sheinu ruish mashchita tahanu le shchita thima velo li bay shchita. So the havamina goes like this. I know I can't eat the mother. Mother's a treifa. I get that. But as a havamina, maybe the shchita would work for the child. We know anything inside of the mother becomes permissible with the shchita. Now the mother you can't eat, but for a technical reason, because the mother's a treifa. But the baby inside, maybe the baby inside, which is not a treifa, enjoyed the full benefit of the shechita. And as a havamina, you might have thought that you can eat now the fetus without having to give the fetus a new shechita, another shechita. It's a good havamina. So kamash malan. So the Gemara says, it's a good havamina, but please remember, well, this is Reb Meir we're talking about over here. The same Reb Meir, where when we learned Reb Meir back in the fourth parak, this requires a little bit of memory, which I'm not so good at, but I did remember this. All right, I'm proud to tell you. Right, this is the same Reb Meir in the fourth parak that said that a fetus inside, full-term fetus inside, is an independent entity. It's not an attachment of the mother. Oh, so even as a havamina, that's not a good havamina. Right. Vitisbara, the Gemara says, does this make any sense? V'amar Rav Meir ben Pekua taun shchita? that a ben pakur requires shechita. That was the opinion of Rav Meir. And we're discussing Rav Meir right now. Oh, so that doesn't work out. So lo tzricha de Rabbi Savala k'Rav Meir v'Savala k'Rabbanan. So again, the Gemara is gonna use a maneuver that it uses very often. You're right. In Rav Meir, we wouldn't have such a havamina. But let's go down one level. Let's go to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. On certain issues, he agrees with Rav Meir, and on certain issues, he does not agree with Rav Meir. So Savalak Rav Meir da Mashchita Shein Roish Mashchita. Look, he basically follows like Rav Meir, that a Shchita Shein Ru'uya is considered a Shchita, meaning that's the default position of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, as we saw back in the fifth perek, because he called that position the Chachamim. V'Savalak Rav Meir da Mashchita Sima Matarasa. Plus, on the issue of Ben Pekua, he follows like the Chachamim, that the fetus inside is not an independent entity, it's a dependent entity. It really is still part and parcel of the mother. Now we can state this as a real havamina, and it's a good havamina. I might have thought, look, the mother's a trefer right now. I can't eat the mother. But the shechita is still a good shechita. But look, I know that because Rav Meir holds a shechita she'ein ruya is still considered a shechita. So as a havamina, I might have thought now that this fetus inside enjoyed the benefit of that shechita. Kevdama rabban shechita sima matarasso tahan leshechita sima veloli ba shechita kamash malan. Now Rabbi Abba is stating a good chiddush and a big chiddush. I don't know about big, but it's a good chiddush that here the havamina would be enjoy the fetus. You don't have to shech the fetus because this is Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. This is the Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi holds that Shechita Shein Ruya is considered a Shechita. Same Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi who believes that a Ben Pekua does not need a Shechita as long as it was inside the mother. So even though mom's a Trefa, Shechita should work for the fetus. Kamash Malan, Rabbi Abba says, no, the Shechita does not work for the fetus. His source is Rabbi Meir. What gives him the right to choose?
Yes.
I mean, it sounds like from the Gemara that it was he favored the drasha of Rabbi Meir. You know, it sounds like it's just he liked the drashas better. The answer's got to be more than that. I mean, but the way the Gemara presented to us, it's right. Agreed.
That's a source of some sort.
It's the Rabbanan. It means that there are other rabbis who agree. So he's going for a majority. It's not just...
It's yes and no. Meaning, it's also his way of telling us, well, look, whenever we say it over as a machlok Rameh and Rabbi Shimon. It's Rabbi Yehuda and us who's presenting to us B'lashon Chachamim. You could be right. Meaning, it could be that it's not just Rabbi Meir by Yosef Espino. It could be the majority. Okay. I'm not sure if
the majority is going either way.
I don't... Right. I'll tell you what. I'm not 100% sure how to answer your question. Your question is very good. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi clearly is taking sides and not being consistent. Okay.
When the majority happens, it's because they have the tradition, right?
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily. A majority could just simply be that this seems clear to us. Meaning, you have to understand, part of the Chacham's responsibility is interpretation of law. Not just Misora, not just tradition, but also how to interpret. They're an interpretive body. So, sometimes what they're using to interpret is something like Yud Gimel Midos. They use the 13 ways of darshaning and methodology. And sometimes, when it comes to methodology, we'll disagree. Okay, now, even according to Rabbi Shimon, even though Rabbi Shimon will tell you, if you can't eat it, it's not a shechita. But Rabbi Shimon will say, it's not going to be a nevela. Meaning, if I shech the treifa, I did save it from being a nevela. So the Gemara says, pshita. Now, right, Hedy, I said this to you, right, last week when you raised the issue to me. Like, the Gemara says, no, it's obvious. It's obvious. So the Gemara quotes a drasha. And the drasha is, sometimes it's going to be a trefa, and it's still shechted. When would that be? When I shecht a trefa. So lo tricha l'shochel es ha-trefa v'hi chulin ba'azara. So the Gemara makes the following suggestion in terms of understanding what's the chiddush of Rabbi Abba. So the Gemara says here, here's the chiddush. Let's say it's a trefa, and I shecht it, and let's add one more little twist to this scenario, which is it was chulin inside the azara. Now chulin inside the azara, right? We've discussed this a couple of times already. It's not nisa kares. It's probably an issa daraisa. Certainly, you wouldn't be allowed to eat the animal. You shecht it chulin inside the azara. Now, d'tanya, we learned in the following brisa. Hashochet ha-trefa, v'chein hashochet v'in sa-trefa. I shecht a trefa, or I shecht, and it turns out to be a trefa. Okay? Zev is the chulin ba-azara, and I did so inside the azara, Rabbi Shimon matir. Rabbi Shimon says it's okay. Meaning you can get hana from such an animal.
If a person has chulin, if he calls it shlamin, what's the difference?
Just give me a moment. Give me 1 second. So Rabbi Shimon says it's mutter behana'a. Now think about that. What does that mean? Rabbi Shimon says it's mutter behana'a. Right? Again, this is all consistent. Because Rabbi Shimon says that the shechita sheina ruya is not considered shechita. So it turns out, you didn't shech this animal in the azara. You tried to, obviously. But because you didn't eat it, because you can't eat it, you didn't shech it in the azara. Because again, Rabbi Shimon says that shechita sheina ruya lo shma shechita. So that means that although you wanted to violate, it's a funny scenario, you wanted to violate the iser of shechting chulin ba'azara, but because it's a trefa, you didn't technically shecht it. So now the result is it's mutter bahana.
Even if you wanted, even if you didn't want it.
Okay, let me.
If you didn't shecht it, but you killed them, was that something available?
So now the Gemara, wait, just one second. This is, okay. So the Chachamim, and the Chachamim say it's aser b'anav, right? Because the Chachamim is Reb Meir, and the Chachamim are of the opinion that even though you can't eat it, it's still considered shechting, and you shechted chulin in the azara.
But we're not talking about a regular korban
that happens. Chulin ba'azara. Salkadatcha amina. Now you understand, like Rabbi Abba's now saying something, and he's making a tremendous chiddush. Hov am Rabbi Shimon Mutar Bahana Amalav Shchita Hi Klal Eim Amidi Nevela Nami La Mitahara. So now if you think about it, if I were to take Rabbi Shimon's position and bring it to its logical conclusion, I didn't shecht it. Meaning, did I violate the Isser of Chulin Ba'azara? No. Because I can't eat it because it's a trefa. So therefore I didn't violate the Isser of Chulin Ba'azara, even though I wanted to violate the Isser of Chulin Ba'azara. But for a technical reason, I'm off the hook. But once we've already, once we're saying now that it's not chulin ba'azara, I didn't violate the isra of shechting chulin ba'azara, so maybe the shechita should be a non-entity whatsoever. The shechita should be totally disregarded. And so therefore, what we're looking at right now is a nevela. Now, I could benefit from a nevela, that's correct, but still, what I'm looking at right now is a nevela. And the chiddush is that even in this case, Rabbi Shimon will tell you, it's not an avela. Even though, right, it really, it's, you gotta really wrap your head around this. This is difficult stuff. Even though, vis-a-vis, any halacha shechita, osav esbano, and kisu ehadam, and even chulin ba'azara, I'm asking you the question, did I shecht? No, I didn't shecht. But vis-a-vis, is the animal in the vela? Oh, you did shecht. You got to, I mean, really, really wrap your...
He's saying
he's saying it's not in the vela because I shechted it.
So what category is it? Not a kosher animal. Not a, what category is it?
It's an animal that enjoyed a shechita so that it's not in the vela. And yet, on the mitzvah of Kisu Adam, you didn't shecht. On the Isra of Osav Esbano, you didn't shecht. On the Isra of Chulin Ba'azara, you didn't shecht. I'm telling you, now you understand what Rabbi Abba is saying. Rabbi Abba is saying, I'll label it. It's a tremendous chiddush. That in the world of shechita, I didn't shecht it. In the world of preventing it from becoming a nevela, I did shecht it. Okay, you got to really wrap your head around it. I haven't yet wrapped my head around it. But I do understand, though, the nature of the chiddush.
It's a trefa.
Right,
but why?
it's chulin. The idea is that he shechted chulin bazara. Now, amalei Rav Papa Labai v'savrishim chulin bazara daraisehi. Now, this whole discussion was based on a presumption which the Gemara says, I'm going to challenge you on. Meaning, we're discussing Rabbi Shimon, obviously, and we're talking about chulin liazara. Chulin bazara, is that an iser daraisa? So I said, every time I introduced it, I said, probably. There are Tanayim who hold that chulin bazara is not an iser daraisa. Again, I mentioned this before. There is no clear-cut pasuk that says that you cannot take chulin. That you can take chulin. Sorry, no, I was right the first time. Yeah. You can't take chulin shechting the azara. Taking a carbon and shechting it outside the azara, Torah says straight out, you cannot do that. Shchutei chutz. But to take a non-carbon shecht it in the azara, there's no clear-cut pasuk, right? We know it's not. There's no malchus. We know that it's certainly not iser kares. Is it an Isser Daraisa? So most Tanaim will say yes. The Gemara is going to propose to us that Rabbi Shimon does not agree. So the Gemara says, Amalei in. So he says, no, you're wrong. Yes. Meaning Rabbi Shimon does hold it's an Isser Daraisa. How do I know that? V'hatanan. The following Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Amar Chulin Shenishchutu Ba'azara. Yisrafu Ba'esh. Chulin that was shecht in the Azara. You got to burn it. Meaning totally destroy it. Excuse me. Same thing with a chai as well. Right? Meaning, even a wild animal, you shechtin azara, you gotta burn. It's a... Well, not necessarily. What do you mean? No, but it's not a treifa, it's a chaya. It's just a wild animal. Wild animal that's not fit to be brought on the Mizbeach. No, in other words, it's chulin. It's just a non-carbon animal that you shechtin in the azara. We're just... One second. So the Gemara says, think about it. Yeah. If you're talking about a chaya, chaya is not eligible to be brought on the Mizbeach. The idea that I shech the chaya in the Azara and I have to burn it, that's clearly a gzera derabanan. Clearly. We can only talk in terms of a gzera derabanan if we're talking about an issa daraisa. Right, the rabbis make a gzera on din Torah. The rabbis don't make a gzera on a gzera. Right? Ain't goes in gzera. Right? So, Ela'iyah Mardarabban Behema, my time of Domasil, Mechel Kashim Bechutz. Look, if the whole issue of shechting chulin the Azara is only an Isser Darabbanan, the Gemara explains why. Why would the rabbis make that? Meaning, if it's not a Daraisa, if it's only Darabbanan, what's the issue? Well, the issue is like this. I took an animal, which isn't a carbon, I shecht it inside the azara, and then I'll take it out, and I'll eat it wherever. Murder. What people will think now is, well, look what just happened. He took an animal, he shecht it in the azara. The casual observer is not going to realize, oh, that wasn't a carbon, that was chulin, and then he's going to take it outside, and people will think, oh, I must be that I could take a carbon and eat it even outside.
What about shlamim, though? Shlamim could do that.
Well, yes, but you can't take it outside, you're shlamim. Meaning
the azara?
You're right, but I guess people understand the difference between chatas versus shlamim. Here, you take it even outside of Yerushalayim. It's cool, and you can take it wherever. So anyway, so if it's gzera derabanan, so then we're not going to he gufa gzera ana nekav menigzer gzera l'gzera. So if shechting chulin inside the azara is a gzera, shechting a chaya is a double gzera. We don't talk in those terms. So fine, okay. So that's the end of that discussion. It's a big if. If shechting chulin the azara is a gzera, shechting a chaya now would be a gzera on that gzera. Chaya, which is a wild animal, which is chulin, which is a wild animal, which isn't even fit for the mizbeach. The only reason why the rabbis would prohibit it that as a gzera, but a gzera on chulin ba'azara, meaning behema inside. That's also, again, if that's an Issa Darabanan, so then the Chai is an Issa Darabanan on an already existing Issa Darabanan.
Yeah, I just didn't see that.
Okay, so...
The chulin, you give part of it to even chulin outside.
Yeah, but that's a separate mitzvah, though. That's nothing to do with...
But what's the difference between that and shlamim? When you bring it to Azara...
First of all, as a technical answer, different pieces. But of more different actual parts of the animal. But as a more fundamental answer, by shlamim, that has kedusha. What you give to the kohen has kedusha shlamim.
Yeah, but you can always bring your kohen
The pieces that you give to a kohen, the zor lechai v'kev that you give to a kohen, that doesn't have any kedusha.
For a person that is making a decision to bring it to Azara and make it a kohen, you can as well make it shalomim and enjoy.
Okay, this whole discussion is about chulin. Okay, one more discussion to be had today. Let's get to the Mishnah. Rabbi Chiya nafale yeniva bikisna. Rabbi Chiya had flax. It could just simply be his closet, his wardrobe. Right, he had moths. Right, remember mothballs? what happened? Oh, I remember that smell so clearly. Anyway, so we don't have that issue. Anyway, so the Rabbi Chiya, so he had worms infested into his flax, and obviously eating his flax, and it wasn't a good situation. Also, l'kamid the Rabbi. So Rabbi Chiya goes to his Rabbi, who happens to be Rabbi, and Rabbi Chiya says to Rabbi, Amar lei shkul ofa v'shachot al bupisa demaya. So Rabbi says, I'll give you the cure. Right? Rabbi was not just an expert in Mile de Torah. Rabbi knew how to take the moths out of flax, and he says, here's what you're going to do. Take a bird and shecht it and stand over a pool of water, shecht it on the water, demorach dama v'shaviklei. All your moths are going to smell the blood of the bird, and they're all going to leave the flax and go to the blood. Okay, that was the solution. Now, the Gemara says, good. Great way to solve the problem. It creates a new problem, right? Every solution creates a new set of problems. So the Gemara says, right. Don't you have a mitzvah of Kisu Hadam? That's okay, good.
It's not running water.
Okay. All right. Fine. Look, we're learning the sixth parak of Chulin right now. The Gemara is very focused on Kisu Adam. You could be right, but obviously the Gemara does not discuss it. Maybe it's not an issue. Anyway, Hechir Avihachir Atanya Shochav Tzarach L'dam Chayv L'Chasa. So we're going to learn a Mishnah tomorrow, God willing. No. Okay, whenever this comes up, that if you shecht and you need the blood, so you still have an obligation of Kisui. I mean, it doesn't matter that you want the blood. There's a mitzvah of Kisui Adam. So Kesa Yasa or Nochro Okro. So if you want the blood, so very simple. Don't shecht. Meaning just kill it without shechita. Now, Ki Asa Rav Dimi Amar Se Trof Amar Le, Ki Asa Rav and Amar Se Nechor Amar Le. So we have Rav Dim and Ravin, and they always argue, meaning when presented to us in the Gemara, you're always going to find Rav Dimi says this and Ravin says this, and they provide various versions of what actually was said. We have two new versions of what Rebbe told Rabbi Chiya, meaning correct, don't shecht it, because then you're going to have a mitzvah Kisui Adam, and that's going to defeat the whole purpose, you want the blood. So here's what you're going to do. What you're going to do is you're going to kill the bird. Now, version one is trafe up the animal. Right.
Nevela,
yes. Huh?
You get nevela.
Just one sec. That's what he wants. He doesn't want the meat of the bird. He wants the blood. We're allowed to benefit from nevela. We're just not allowed to eat nevela, but you're allowed to benefit from it.
It comes from it. What about the tummy issue?
Okay. Well, also, we're talking about birds. Okay, this is not a great answer. No, it's actually a pretty good answer. I take it back. Yeah, we're talking about birds. Birds don't give off nevela by touching or carrying it. You got to eat it. Okay. Okay. Not bad. Pretty good for just waking up in the morning. So kiyasa rav dimi amar tse tarof amar lei kiyasa rav amar tse nechor amar lei. So version number one is the instructions of Rebbe to his Talmud, Rebbe Chiya, is trafe up the bird first. Instruction number two is kill the bird without a shechita. So Lamanda Amar, let's just get through this. Lamanda Amar say trof, my time lo Amar say nechor. So do you understand why specifically each one had its own unique version? So the Gemara says, yeah, I do understand. How come he didn't say nechor? So now the Gemara immediately dispenses with what you might think. You might think that Rebbe holds that birds don't need a shechita min haTorah. Now, if that's true, which the Gemara will tell us that Rebbe does not subscribe to that. There are Tanaim who subscribe to that, but it's not Rebbe. But if that were true, so then it doesn't matter how you kill the bird. That is shechita. If shechita is not required min haTorah for birds, so that means that you kill a bird, you're still going to have to do the mitzvah of kisu adam. V'hatanya, Rebbe Amar Kasher Tivisicha Malam Mishin Estava Moshe Alavesha Velakana V'arov Echad Ba'ov V'arov Shain Be'behema. Rebbe teaches us part of Halacha LaMoshe Misinai is that you have to shech the bird. Okay, so there's something called Shechita. So Lomi Ba'ikamar. So the Gemara says, okay, when Rav Dimi said trafe up the bird, Rav Dimi was fine with Nechira. It's that Lomi Ba'ikamar. What Rebbe's saying is it goes without saying. Lomi bar tzei nechor delav shchita he klal aval tzrei trof eim ha-shchita shein ruish ma-shchita v'li bai kisui kamash malan kid derabi chia bar abba. Yeah. The Gemara says that, look, if you just butcher the bird, right, just kill it without shchita, obviously then you don't have to do the mitzvah of kisui adam. But we're going to see even a bigger chiddush. A bigger chiddush is, I trafe the bird up and I shecht it. Look, remember, Reb Meir's of the opinion, you still have a mitzvah of kisui adam. And what Rebbe was imparting to Rebbe Chiya is, I don't agree with Rebbe Meir. I maintain in the mitzvah of kisui adam, like Rebbe Shimon, that you only have to cover the blood if you need to eat the animal. If you can eat the animal. And since you trafed up the bird, it's no longer edible. There's no longer a mitzvah of kisui adam. In kisui adam, I follow like Rebbe Shimon. Oh, good. And a mashchita shein ruish mashchita v'li bai kisu kamash manka derabbi chia baraba. Ulaman da amatrei nechor mai tamalo amatrei trof. Now let's go over the other version. Say nechor. Why doesn't he say trof? V'chita because of a shchita shein ruish mashchita v'ham rabbi chia baraba. Amar v'yochan rei rabbi dvar v'shal rabbi shimon b'kisu adam v'shona b'loshon chachamim. Look, we know based on what Rabbi Abba told us at the beginning of today's daf that he subscribes to Rabbi Shimon. He, meaning Rabbi, subscribes to Rabbi Shimon. And therefore, if it's not edible, there's no mitzvah of kisu adam. So it can't be that Sei Nechor disagrees with Sei Trof. Lo mi bai kamar, and again, it's a stylistic issue. It's an issue of, it goes without saying. Lo mi bai Sei Trof d'shchita shein ruah l'shma shchita. Aval Sei Nechor eima ein shchita la'ov min haTorah. U'nechira so zuhi shchita so v'li bai kisui. I might have thought that Rebbe min haTorah does not require shchita for a bird. And therefore, regardless of how you kill it, that is considered shechita vis-a-vis bird. And I might have thought that it requires kisui adam, kamash malan, kasher tzivisicha. Okay, and that's the chiddush of kasher tzivisicha. One more little part for today, and we'll finish up. Umi nafa le yaniva bikitna. Now, the Gemara says, I don't understand. Rabbi Chiya suffered an infestation, a worm infestation in his flax. The great Rabbi Chiya. And the Gemara says, I don't understand. The Zechus of Rabbi Chiya is not going to protect him? Okay. Hashkafic issue. Philosophical issue. So, V'hamar Avin Bar Ava, V'amilei Amar Rabbi Abba, Avin Bar Shiva, Misha'alu B'nei HaGola, when someone made Aliyah, right? We're going to identify who that somebody is in just a moment. When somebody made Aliyah, Pasku Hazikin V'hazoos V'haruchos V'hara'amim. No more thunder, no more earthquake, no more hurricane, right? Storms. Velohich mitzienam, wines didn't spoil anymore. Lolaka pishtanam, flax didn't get infested anymore. Venafnu chachamim einem b'Rebbi Chiya uvanav. And the chachamim identified who that person who made Aliyah, who provided the extra zechus for Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael received protection, that was none other than Rabbi Chiya. In other words, when Rabbi Chiya made Aliyah l'Eretz Yisrael, his zechus was protected the populace of Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara is going to provide a powerful and insightful answer. And the Gemara says, Ki mahanya zechus ayal alma. Adid hu lo? The zechus of Rabbi Chiya protect everybody else. The zechus of Rabbi Chiya did not protect himself. Kid Rav Yehuda Amarav, Dam Rav Yehuda Amarav, Bechol Yom Yom Baskol Yotzos V'Amarz Kol Olam Kulo Nizam Bishvil Chanina Bini. Baskol came out and says that, you know, the whole world makes a parnasa. How do they make a parnasa? Based on Chanina Bini, based on my son Chanina. However, Chanina Bini, Daila Bekav Chuvim, Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. Chanina Bini, my son, he didn't make a living. Right? And he ate a chruv, he ate one boxer from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. So everybody else enjoyed the zchus of Chanina, but Chanina himself did not. Right? The responsibility of being a tzaddik. It's not easy.
Why didn't someone give him food?
I'm not... he didn't need it.